Time to talk new movies again at WSFM. Catherine Tulich, normally in LA, is in Las Vegas this week, poolside at Caesar's Palace. But we'll talk more about the reason why you're there in a moment, okay?
Sure.
Let's talk about a couple of cracking school holiday movies. Smurfs is first up.
Yes, well, if you like those little blue creatures, they're back in Smurfs, The Lost Village. And this is a very colourful, very fun movie. It reminded me a bit of like Trolls last year, actually, with a very happy message. It's all about finding yourself. The Smurfs like to be called by different names that typify their personality. And the lead character is a Smurfette who can't quite find her personality. And this is voiced by Demi Lovato. And I asked her about being the lead Smurfette.
She's such an important character because she's the only girl in a village of guys. So.
And because she's setting out to find her purpose. She's definitely an individual when it comes to her character. And she's very courageous, she's brave and adventurous, and I love that about her character.
Did you have much experience with the Smurfs, or this was sort of brand new for you?
This was brand new for me, so it was a really cool way to be introduced to the Smurfs by playing Smurfette. It's a pretty cool way.
I imagine being Smurfette is a great honour in the movie world. The Smurfs have been around for 1,000 years, haven't they? They're great.
Yeah, they're actually based on a Belgian comic way back.
I remember first saving up to buy them I think you get them at BP service stations back in the 70s. They were wonderful. Remember the little figurines?
Did you get a whole collection of those little blue things, did you?
Not the whole collection, which is still an issue, but I've moved on somewhat.
Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that, Jason. Now, well, I think you'll love this film, man. It'll bring back a lot of memories.
Good. Now, as school holidays approach, there's also a Lego Batman movie for kids to check out.
Yeah, well, the last Lego film did so well, they had to come up with another one, so they've turned it into a Lego Batman movie. What a brilliant combination.
You're in Las Vegas. What are you doing there?
This is the biggest convention of the motion picture industry. All the theatre owners are from around the world are here at Caesar's Palace for CinemaCon. And it's really exciting. I mean, just to give you a sample, today I spoke to George Clooney, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, just to name a few people. But all the stars are coming here now to really preview their upcoming slate of films to get everyone excited, especially all the theatre owners, about the upcoming product. But what was really exciting is I saw the first screening of the new Pirates of the Caribbean, which of course was shot in Australia with Johnny Depp and loads of great Aussie talent like Jeffrey Rush and Brenton Thwaites is in it. And I tell you what, it's a killer. I can't tell you too much because I've been sworn to secrecy, but I tell you, it's really, really good.
Okay, I have wondered about that because they had a few accidents on set. They had the pistol and boo scandal. And of course, it's what, movie number 5 in the franchise. Sometimes you're just wringing a little bit too much juice out of it. But if you say it's great, I cannot wait, Catherine.
No, I think they've redeemed the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise with this film, is what I'll say.
All right. Thank you very much for the update. And we look forward to hearing more from you next week at WSFM. Enjoy Vegas.
Certainly will. Thank you, Jason.
Back to your free drinks at the slot machines. I know what it's like.
That's right.